由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, our listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你。
We are glad that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很开心你能够收听今天的天路导向，和我和麦克牧师一起去分享从主而来的信息。
We are coming very close to concluding our series of messages on the life of Abraham.
我们正在分享的题目就是叫做信心之旅，而在今天当中我们已经是尾二那一集了。
And I want to begin by telling you about a well-known fact.
而在节目开始的时候，我想和你先分享一件大家都知道的事实。
And that is that all of the ancient gods and the goddesses and the modern manifestations have one common message.
这一件事实就是古今中外的满天神佛其实都是传递一个同样的信息。
That message is one word.
这个信息只有一个中心。
Self.
就是自我。
Whether you turn this message sideways or upside down,
无论这个信息几咁千变万化，将它转去侧边或者将它倒转。
Whether you dress it up in religious dress or put it in a secular suit,
无论你用宗教的包装或者世俗的外衣，你将它怎样去包装都好。
Whether you cover it up or you display it,
无论你将它隐藏或者将它公开这样展示。
Whether you look at itIn its essence or in one of its many forms,
无论你从它的本质去看，或者是从它众多形态当中之一来看，
The goddess of self is at the core of all rebellion.
原来将自我神化是一切反叛的核心。
The goddess of self is at the very root of all unbelief.
将自我神化，原来就是不信的根源。
Self is often frantically trying to unseat the living God from his rightful place in our lives.
自我总是要想尽办法将神从我们生命当中他本来应该有的地位赶了下来。
Self is forever demanding our allegiance.
自我永远都要求我们对他忠诚。
Demanding our time.
他自我是一直都想要我们的时间。
Demanding our energy.
自我是要想要我们一切的精力。
Self is forever demanding our money.
自我也都想要我们所有的金钱财富。
And our attention.
自我都想要所有的注意力。
A modern-day prophetess of the religion of self said the following.
一位崇尚自我的宗教的现代女先知呢就这样说了。
The most pleasurable journey you can take is through yourself.
你最开心的旅程你想想究竟是什么原来就是随心所欲。
The only sustaining love involvement is with yourself.
你唯一能够持久的爱就是爱自己咯。
When you look back in your life and try to figure out where you have been and where you're going,
当你回顾你的一生的时候，你想下你曾经何去何从。
She continues to say, when you examine all that closely,
她跟着就讲了，当你仔细仔细地去思考回的时候，
What you really find out is that the only person that matters is yourself.
你会发现最重要的、最重要的原来是你自己。
End of quote.
好，这个就是他，这位先知所讲的说话。
As this religion of self is constantly preached throughout the movies and through television.
这个崇尚自我的宗教是不断地借着电影、借着电视来传播信息。
You will find that even churchgoers have developed a sentimental type of self-centered Christianity.
你会发现甚至在某一些翻教会的人当中，他们都会因为感情用事而形成一套自我中心的基督教信仰。
Because of the incredible impact of this type of message of divine self.
因为这一种将自我神化的信息就好像一股难以想象的浪潮这样去涌去我们身边。
Today's Christians have shaped an image of God that is more like self than the God of the Bible.
以至于今天很多基督徒心里面神对他们的形象是好像自己，而不是好像圣经里面的神。那个神就好像是我们塑造出来的神，而多于是自我描绘出来，是神自己去描写出来的神。
Yet God's design and God's desire is for Christians to have a true biblical perspective.
但是神要我们做的，神所设计的，神所渴望的，就是我们要去遵从圣经的真理。
God's design and God's desire is for us to know Him as He has revealed Himself to us.
神的计划、神的旨意是要我们按照祂的启示来认识祂。
And not the way that we would like Him to be.
而不是我们自己用自己的心来塑造神。神是按照祂的形象是做我们，而不是我们去按照自己的形象来塑造神的。
God's design and God's desire is that we may know Him, love Him, and worship Him.
神的计划、神的旨意是要让我们懂得去认识祂，懂得去爱祂，懂得去崇拜祂。
Even if we don't understand all that He does.
就算我们不明白他所做的一切，我们都应该这样去认识他，去爱他，去敬拜他。
God's design and God's desire is for us to obey Him and to trust Him.
因为神的计划和他的旨意就是要我们去懂得去信服和信靠他。
Even when His ways and means are not fathomable to our puny brains.
就算我们小小的头脑不能够测透神做事的方法的时候，我们亦都应该这样做。
For those who are joined this broadcast for the first time,
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你是第一次收听《天路导向》的话，
We are coming very close to the end of the study of the life of Abraham.
我们一直在这一系列的信心之旅当中呢，是研究着亚伯拉罕的 生平，而今天呢，已经是尾二个一次了。
Today we are going to find that God puts Abraham to the test.
今天我们一起要来看看究竟神怎样去试验亚伯拉罕。
It is a test that we do not fully comprehend.
这个考验我们没办法完全去明了。
A test that we cannot fully understand.
这个考验我们没办法完全去理解。
But it is a test that has magnificent results.
但是这个考验却是有一个非常之伟大而且是高贵的结果。
Today, Abraham graduates with a spiritual doctorate of philosophy.
好像今天我们见到亚伯拉罕大学毕业，他拿到属灵的博士学位。
Abraham passed elementary school when he finally left Haran and went to Bethel.
当年我们见到亚伯拉罕毅然离开哈兰，去到伯特利，就好像小学毕业咁。
Then he passed the middle school and the adolescent years when he came out of Egypt.
当他离开埃及的时候，就好像进入青春期，是初中毕业了。
Then he graduated from high school when he let his nephew Lot go his own way.
当他让他的侄子罗德自由选择要去的地方的时候，亚伯拉罕就好像高中毕业了。
In college, Abraham learned that do-it-yourself type religion was useless and painful.
在属灵的大学里面，亚伯拉罕领悟到，在信仰上面一切靠自己，不单只是徒劳无功的，也都是极其痛苦的。
So after graduating from college, he went through 13 years of spiritual slump.
因此，他在大学毕业之后，他就经历了13年的属灵低潮了。
In postgraduate school, he went through the test of letting Ishmael and Hagar go.
后来呢，他就接受硕士班的测试了。原来这个测试就是呢，让以实玛利和夏甲去离开他。
And today we see Abraham finally coming through his comprehensive examination with flying colors.
而今日我哋即将要睇到亚伯拉罕经历最后嘅考验，并且咧喺呢一个博士学位当中咧获得非常优异嘅成绩。
Turn with me to Genesis 22 and verse 1.
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开圣经创世记第22章第一节。
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham.
他说这些事以后神就要试验亚伯拉罕。
What is after these things?
究竟这些事以后究竟是什么事之后呢?
Everything in Abraham's life has been building up to this moment of testing.
过去亚伯拉罕生命当中所遭遇的一切，原来都是要装备他接受这一刻的考验。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听我解释。
There is no doubt that God wants to mature His people.
神其实是愿意祂的子民不断地长进，不断地成熟，其实是无可置疑的。
And the way He does that,
而祂做这件事的方法呢，就是这样的。
By permitting testing in our lives.
就是要容许我们生命里面是有考验。
Now, if I was in charge and not God, I would exempt all Christians from trials and testing.
如果呢，我今天呢，能够成为神的话，我一定会免除所有基督徒的考验和测试啊。
I would have spared believers any trouble.
我会免去基督徒所有的烦恼啊。
My reasoning would be this simple.
我觉得咧，咁样做嘅理由非常之简单。
We would win more friends that way.
因为咁样做，我哋一定能够广得人心，好多人就会因为咁样而信耶稣啦。
We could win more disciples that way.
会有更加多人成为主嘅门徒啊。
It was Saint Teresa who was quoted to have said to the Lord.
圣德兰修女咧曾经咁样向主祈祷啊。
If that is the way you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few.
如果咁样就系你对朋友嘅方法咧，难怪你嘅朋友真系寥寥无几啊。
Again, my friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细去听我讲，究竟点解我要咁样去解释啊
？A trouble-free life is not the way God matures.His saints.
原来没有烦恼的生命是不能够让圣徒成熟的。
We must go through the valley of testing in order to get to the mountain of triumph.
我们必须经历考验的低谷，才能够达到胜利的高峰。
We must go through Gethsemane in order to experience the resurrection.
我们必须先行经过客西马尼园，才会有死而复活的经历。
We must endure the cross if we are to receive the crown.
我们必须忍受过十字架的痛苦，才能够接受荣耀的冠冕。
Testing is not a strange thing for the saints of God.
对神的圣徒来说，其实考验只不过是家常便饭。
Many Christians have grown comfortable and filled with false sentimentality about the Christian faith.
很多基督徒在舒适的环境当中成长，他的信心只不过是虚幻的感情。
They talk about loving God and yet are not willing to give up anything, let alone everything, for Him.
他们不断讲怎样爱神，但是他们却不愿意为神放弃任何的事，更加不要说全然去奉献了。
For Abraham, everything was a five-letter word.
对亚伯拉罕来说，他所有的一切就是两个字。
Isaac.
以撒
Isaac, the child of promise.
以撒是神所应许给他的仔。
Isaac, the child of his old age.
以撒是他年老的时候所生的仔。
Isaac, the hope of his future.
以撒是他未来的希望。
Isaac, the treasure of his life.
以撒是他生命的珍宝。
Isaac, the child for whom Abraham waited 25 years.
以撒是亚伯拉罕等了这么多年，等了25年才生到的仔。
In verse 1 of chapter 22, after all these things.
而创世纪第22章第一节所讲的这些事以后啊。
You see, Abraham must have focused on Isaac so much.
其实好明显就是讲紧亚伯拉罕有几咁将佢嘅注意力集中喺以撒身上。
Abraham must have poured all of his hopes and dreams and aspiration on Isaac。
亚伯拉罕将所有嘅希望、梦想同埋期盼都寄托喺以撒身上。
Abraham must have been obsessed with Isaac。
亚伯拉罕嘅全副心思都被以撒占据咗啦。
Abraham must have made an idol out of Isaac.
亚伯拉罕甚至将以撒当做佢心中嘅偶像。
Let me tell you a fact.
让我话俾你听一件嘅事实。
God does not like to be in second place.
神并唔中意人将佢放喺第二位上面。
Either he is in the first place or he is in no place at all.
一系佢就系居首位。一系就毫无地位。
Someone said to me years ago，
有人同我喺几年前嗰时讲
，I cannot comprehend that God would ask anyone to do such a terrible thing。
我唔能够理解神点解会叫人做啲咁恐怖嘅事啊。
I understood how he felt. Who wouldn't？
我明白佢嘅感受。其实有边个听到咁样嘅事唔觉得恐怖呢？
But my answer to him was this.
但是我对他的答案是这样的。
Abraham lived at a time when human sacrifice was accepted.
亚伯拉罕所处的社会其实以人为祭牲啊，是当时的风俗来的。
It was a common practice among the pagan nations that surrounded him.
在他周围那些不信真神的民族当中呢，其实将个仔或者将一啲人去献上俾神呢，系非常之惯常嘅做法。
What Abraham did not know was that his God would not require him to offer his son as a burnt offering like the other gods。
亚伯拉罕并唔知道神其实唔系要求佢将佢个仔烧为祭牲，就好似拜祭其他神嘅宗教仪式咁样。
Abraham did not know that his God was only testing him.
亚伯拉罕并不知道神其实只是想考验一下他而已。
Listen to what God said.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我们回来天路道向一起去听下神怎样跟亚伯拉罕讲话。
Take your son.
神就跟亚伯拉罕讲了，说带着你的仔。
Your only son.
就是你独生的儿子。
Isaac.
以撒。
Whom you love.
你所最爱的仔。
And go to the region of Moriah.
去到摩利亚呢个地方
，sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about。
去到我所要指示俾你听嘅山上面，将你个仔献为燔祭，用火烧咗佢。
I cannot imagine any knife that could cut any deeper in a father's heart like these words。
我好难想象咧呢啲说话咧点样会去刺透呢一个爸爸嘅心啊？点样去伤害呢一个爸爸嘅心？
But what is truly amazing here is that there is no evidence that Abraham argued with God.
但是很奇怪，在这个地方，亚伯拉罕并没有同神争论，圣经没有这样记载。
Any one of us would have said many things.
如果是比着你，比着我，去遇见这样的情况的时候，一定很多东西要讲。
Wait a minute, Lord.
哎，主啊，等等先啦，等等先啦。
Do you know what you are saying?
你知唔知你自己讲紧乜嘢啊，主
？This is the son of promise。
呢一个系你赐俾我嘅仔啊。
Lord, I have 1,000 rams. I give them all to you。
主啊，我有1,000只羊，我都俾晒你啊。
Lord, I have thousands of heads of cattle. They all are yours. Take them。
主啊，我有1,000只牛啊，我都俾晒你啊，你唔好杀我个仔啊。
Or, Lord, take me. I have lived all these years. Take my life instead.
或者话，主啊，等我嚟代替佢啊，等我嚟代替佢啊。我活咗好耐啦，我好老噶啦，你攞我嘅命嚟代替佢啊。
Lord, do you understand the implication here?
主啊，你究竟明唔明当中嘅含义啊
？Lord, your promise will go down the drain.
主啊，咁你嘅应许咁咪付诸东流。
Lord, your reputation will be marred in the land.
主啊，你嘅名誉，你咁样做会令你嘅名誉受到损害噶噃。
Lord, my testimony will be tarnished forever.
主，我为你作嘅见证，因为你咁样做就冇用噶咯。
Yet none of that seemed to be Abraham's response.
但系事实上咧，我哋见到亚伯拉罕并冇好似以上嘅反应。
Abraham's response was that of submission.
亚伯拉罕嘅反应只系顺服。
Abraham's response was that of obedience.
亚伯拉罕嘅反应只系服从。
What was his secret?
究竟亚伯拉罕点解有乜嘢秘诀去咁样做呢
？Abraham at this point of his life.Had learned not to limit God with human experience.
原来亚伯拉罕喺呢一个人生嘅阶段已经学识咗唔用人嘅经验嚟限制神。
I don't want you to overlook the little detail of the fact that it was a 3 days journey.
虽然咧亚伯拉罕今次咧去摩利亚山上面献祭咧，只不过系3日嘅旅程，但系希望你唔好忽视佢。
It is one thing to be assigned a distasteful task and be able to get it out of the way quickly.
在我们的地方有一个东西叫做厌恶性行业。我想呢，如果你遇见一件厌恶性的事呢，最好就尽快解决它，好像倒垃圾那样，快点倒完就不用闻那阵臭味了。
And it is quite another thing to have to stretch the distasteful task out.Over a long period of time.
否则呢，如果呢一样厌恶性嘅任务呢，持续落去啊，就会让你更加痛苦。
We do not know how Abraham handled the inner pain during those 3 days.
不过喺嗰3日，其实我哋都唔系好知道亚伯拉罕点样去处理佢内心嘅嗰种嘅痛苦。
We don't know.The level of anguish during those 3 days that must have felt like 3 years.
我哋亦都唔知道亚伯拉罕佢嘅焦虑到底系乜嘢嘅程度，可能佢系度日如年啊。
When they got to the bottom of the mountain, Abraham told the two servants something very curious.
当佢哋去到山脚嘅时候咧，亚伯拉罕就同两个仆人讲咗啲好奇怪嘅说话。
Verse 5 of chapter 22 of the book of Genesis.
创世记第22章第五节。
Let us read it.
让我们读出，是亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说了，你们和只驴呢，就在这里等候，我和阿仔呢，就会上去那里拜一拜神，然后就回到你们那里了。
You notice Abraham used the word we.
你见到咧亚伯拉罕用我哋啊呢一个字啊。
Abraham believed that both of them would come back to the servants.
亚伯拉罕话：我哋上山拜一拜，然后我哋就会翻翻嚟。咁即系话亚伯拉罕系相信佢哋两个人一定会翻翻去仆人嗰度。
And that is how strong his faith in God had become.
呢一个亦都见到亚伯拉罕对神嘅信心系几咁嘅坚定。
And here perhaps we can observe from the human perspective.
或者让我哋从人类嘅角度嚟睇下。
How both the Father and the Son must have felt when the Son hung on the cross in Calvary.
当圣子耶稣基督在各各他山上面的十字架上面，究竟天父和耶稣基督有什么感受呢？
And I want you to tune in next time and I'll tell you all about this relationship between Abraham and the cross of Christ.
请你下次继续收听我们天路导向的节目，我会同你分享一下亚伯拉罕同十字架嘅关系，而而家送上一首歌俾你，叫做《我信》，就系好似亚伯拉罕咁样，我哋面对一个咁样咁艰难嘅信仰挑战，我哋仍然相信我哋嘅主系会同我哋走过每一步嘅道路。
我信中有光途。
姊妹，真系面对狂徒雨过系天别情，系亚伯拉罕嘅经历，亦都让我哋系见到佢面对一个要将自己个仔献上俾主作为燔祭嘅时候，佢仍然有信心系走过呢一段道路，见到话我哋一定会翻翻嚟。今日节目时间差唔多啦，愿神赐福俾你，再会。